Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Prophetess Alyssa Narvaez, and this is your devotional push. On today, we'll be talking about level activation. Amen and hallelujah. I was excited when the Lord began to show me, amen, 1 Samuel, the first chapter, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. Amen. We're talking about being pushed into your destiny, being pushed into your appointed time and your appointed season. We're going to go to the book of the Bible in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord God, we just magnify and exalt your name, and we give you glory and honor. And we thank you. We invite you into the midst of this devotion. Heavenly Father, we ask that your word is ministered to the hearts and the minds of the people, hallelujah, based on what you want them to hear. Now that we've invited Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, into the devotional, let us go to 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, hallelujah, God, and we will be going on to, hallelujah, God, the 13th verse. The Bible goes to read. It says in 1 Samuel 16 and 13, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren." We're talking about David. David was a man that, amen, God had anointed amongst the midst of his brethren. Now, I don't know what you're facing on today, but I know that God is looking to anoint you amongst the midst of your peers, amongst the midst of the individuals that are watching you. Amen. And he's going to use someone else, hallelujah, God, to anoint you as he used someone else, hallelujah, who had, oh, Bashatas, Son of God. He used someone else who had the favor of God upon his life to anoint David. And God is going to use the favor of God, amen, and the favor of someone else that has, amen, the anointing of God upon their lives to anoint you. The Bible says, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." You know, when God sets something in order for you, hallelujah, God, he's with you until the end. Amen. Whatever you may be going through on a day, whatever type of destiny that you're trying to get to, amen, your reason and your purpose, amen, it comes with the favor of God. And that's what God is showing and saying in this push devotional, that my favor is up on your life. It says, "And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." Amen. From the day that God has ordained you in the heavens to be, hallelujah, God, Jesus, a mover and shaker up on the earth, he has been with you. Don't you know that you were anointed the day in which your conception came? Don't you know that you were anointed to do, hallelujah, what God has ordained for you to do from the very before the very foundations of the world? We find here that Samuel rose up and he left. Although Samuel left David, the Spirit of the true and living God did not leave David, for it was God that was with David all the time, and it's God that's there with you all the time. We find in the story of David, hallelujah, Jesus, he went to certain levels, and there had to be an activation of that level, and God used other people to activate, hallelujah, God, the advancement of David. And God is going to use other people to activate the advancement of your next purpose. Yes, there it is. God is going to push you into purpose like never seen before. We find with the story about David that David went through multiple activations, hallelujah, of his season of exaltation. We find with the story of David, hallelujah, God, that David was anointed more than one time. The first anointing came through Samuel, hallelujah, God. The first anointing, amen, that was the anointing for the call. Let me say that again. The anointing for the call for David was called to do something, and God anointed him, and he set it in place in the atmosphere and in the heavens. Don't you know that God has anointed you to do something great in your life, and he's already set it in motion in the heavens. He's already activated it in the land. They've already commanded you queen of your mountain. And so we magnify and we bless God as David learned to do in his life. It was 30 years by the time that David really walked into the anointing that he was anointed to do. That means that he was anointed at the age of 12, between the ages of 12 and 16, but he didn't walk into the appointment until the age of 30. Yes, David had to wait 15 long years. You know, the Bible says that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on the wings of an eagle. They shall run and never be weary. They will walk and never faint. Yes, David had some seasons in his life where he had to run for his life. And I'm sure that you've had seasons in your life where you had to run for your life as well. It seemed as though, hallelujah, all the weight of the world was on David's shoulders. But all David could think about was when I was a young lad, between the ages of 12 and 16, somebody came along the way and poured oil down my head, and they said that I would do great things in life. Well, I've come by to anoint you in the spirit realm, and God is pouring the oil down your head that ran from the beard. God is pouring the same oil of anointing down your head to let you know that as of this day, you are great and mighty in the kingdom, because God has anointed you to do some great things in the land. Yes, we see David was a man that followed and ran after God with all of his heart. I want to tune in to what did David do between the 16 years and the 30 years. We find out that David had about 15 long years to wait. And I've got about 2 minutes left to share with you. David praised God. Oh, we've got to get to a place of praise, men and women of God. The Bible says to put on praise for a spirit or a garment of heaviness. When things get heavy and you can't seem to find your way, and you're trying to push your way through, you're trying to make your way through, you're trying to get to something, for something, because you know that you've been appointed by something and someone, which is Christ Jesus. When you're trying to get there and you're waiting during the wilderness period, as David waited, this is the season in which you get ready. This is the season in which you praise and worship God. This is the season in which you get your mind together, get all your affairs in order, write out your plan. The Bible says to see the vision, to write it down, and to make it plain. Yes, God is taking you into a destiny, and it's called a push, or it's a revelatory thing. God is pushing you into something great. You've got to get yourself prepared. God says set your house in order. That means to get everything lined up, for greater is coming. There is a song out there that says greater is coming. I've got about 60 seconds left to let you know that Jesus is on the main line. All you've got to do is call him up and tell him what you want. I said that Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him what you want. You know, God is there. He said that he would be our banner and our shield in a time of refuge. You know, God said that he promised he never leave us nor forsake us. And just as God was with David at that mark between 16 and 30 years old, God is with you also. You can push your way through this, because all you have to know is that trouble does not last always. Although David was in a wilderness period, trouble did not last for him always. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez, and this Hallelujah Jesus has been the devotional push. Please be sure to check out the book, 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. It is available on Amazon.com. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you, and I'll see you again for our devotional push. God bless you, and bye-bye.